What's this knob do?
Prepare for launch in 3, 2.
Hey, how's it going? Hi, this is Steve Webb. This is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and it's number 20 for a Father's Day weekend. It's a Saturday morning for me here. It's about 8:30, and as you know, I usually record this late on Friday night, so the reason I'm a little bit late doing this, and of course most of you won't know this because you don't really download the show until the start of the new week, but last night we had a thing at church for dads and their kids, and so that's what I was doing last night. When I got home from that, I just spent the evening with my youngest boy, Timothy. Stephen had a birthday party to go to, and so, you know, he did that, and, you know, Stephen's an older boy now, you know, he's 14 years old, he can't always be hanging out with dad. That's just the way that goes. And my oldest boy, Matthew, he's going to be here tomorrow at the house when we have the rest of the family over. And you're going to hear from Matthew a little bit later on the show, as a matter of fact. So anyway, it's Saturday morning. I've got a nice hot cup of home-brewed, really, really strong Starbucks coffee sitting next to me. And a little bit later, I'm going to be going out of here to the computer show. I'm going to buy some new computer stuff. I know I have to get a new monitor, and if I can pick up something else, you know, for a good price, I'll do that as well. So anyway, you know, as a dad, as a guy, come on. Sometimes we do things in our life that, you know, we look back on and we say, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But right now, I'm going to start a song by a guy by the name of Radney Foster. It's called Half of My Mistakes.
Mistakes I made, stone cold sober. Half of my mistakes I made at closing time. Half the time I never saw it coming till it was over. Half of my mistakes I made with love on the line. Half of my mistakes, I swear I should have known better. Half of my mistakes were just amongst friends. You get a little distance on it, the truth is clearer. Oh, half of my mistakes I'd probably make them again. And if I had it all to do over, I'm sure I'd win and lose just as much. But spend less time on right and wrong, more time on love. Half of my mistakes I made 'cause I was moving too quickly. Half of them were made 'cause my heart was moving too slow. Nobody can tell you a damn thing if you ain't listening. Oh, half of my mistakes I made 'cause I couldn't let go. Let it go. But if I had it all to do over, I'm sure I'd win and lose just as much. But spend less time on right and wrong, and a lot more time on love. half of my mistakes, I'd give anything to change how it ended. Half of my mistakes, God, I wouldn't change a thing. You can lean too hard on regrets, but I don't recommend it. 'Cause half the good things in my life came from half my mistakes. Yeah, a lot of good things in my life came from half my mistakes. Half my mistakes. Half my mistakes.
All right, well, that was Radney Foster with Half of My Mistakes. And, you know, sometimes we do make mistakes in life, and God can take those and make some good things. And so you say, well, you know, maybe it wasn't such a bad thing that I made that mistake. Well, guess what? In my world, while you were listening to that song, about 6.5 hours had passed. While that song was playing, the phone rang. And I expected the lovely lady Leanne to pick it up, but it kept ringing and ringing and ringing. So I, of course, had to pick it up. And it turned out it was a business call. And by the time I got done with that business call, and it was somebody that just wanted to talk a lot, and I'll leave it at that, while I was on that phone call, Stephen came in and he says, "Hey, Dad, the edger isn't working." And so I needed to go out and get that thing fixed and, you know, put gas in it and adjust the carburetor a little bit here and there. And so I got that going. And then by the time I got done doing that, the lovely lady Leanne came in and I had to help her carry some groceries into the house. And by then it was time, like, well, it was time for the computer show. I had to get going to the computer show. And did I mention that? I don't even remember if I mentioned that, but I went to the computer show today. Had to get a new monitor, and as it turned out, day before Father's Day, I indulged a little bit. I got two brand new ViewSonic, let's see, are they 20-inch flat panel displays? 20 or 19, I forgot now which. Killer, killer deal at the computer show. You know, going to the computer show is kind of like geek heaven. People there, you know, selling everything from thumb drives to hard drives to, you know, complete systems to displays and, you know, everything in between, just cables and on and on and on and on. So I got, oh man. See, I had a display, a 20-inch display, CRT, that was dying. The thing was fading out. I mean, you couldn't get any contrast, and it was just horrible. And then we have another display, a 17-inch CRT that we had sitting next to that. And we've really gotten used to the double display. When I'm doing my Photoshop, I on the main display, I'll put the image I'm working on, and then on the side display, I'll put the toolbars and stuff. And when Leanne is doing the banking, she'll have on one screen the accounting software for the business, and on the other screen, our online banking. And we're just used to it. We're spoiled. And I tell you, the prices at the computer show were so good that I was able to get two of these, and it's the widescreen format. I mean, it's awesome. So what maybe I'll do is take a picture of these things and put them up on Flickr. And so anyway, that's what I've been doing. And then, you know, once I got that home, you know, obviously I had to get them set up. I couldn't just, you know, drop them off. So, of course, to set them up, I had to clean the desk a little bit and, you know, just one of those things. It's a fun day before Father's Day, I'll tell you that. All right, let me see. What am I going to play for you next? Oh, this next one. This is a nice one. This is Jake. What is it? Jake. I'm so well prepared. I really was, but then I got all my distractions and everything. This is going to turn that one off. Yes, such a well-produced show today. This is Jake Coco with Daddy's Eyes.
Says she's got her daddy's eyes. She hides them well behind her mama's smile. Says she knows she's beautiful. Says she's got her daddy's heart. She can't hide it when there's nowhere else to start. They say she knows she's beautiful. That won't get her anywhere today. But she says, Dad, I know you're listening. Daddy, I know you're there. 'Cause I've been talking with angels, and they tell me that you still care. Walks around all day with her head held up so high. They say she knows she's beautiful, and that won't get her anywhere today. She says, Dad, I know you're listening. Daddy, I know you're there. She's moving out. She needs someone, so she screams out, shouts. She says, Daddy again, Daddy again, you hear me? I said, babe, I know you're listening. Babe, I know you're there. 'Cause I've been talking with angels up here. Says she's got her daddy's charm. She can make the lights on Broadway shine, and she could truly be a star. Says she knows she's beautiful, but that won't get her anywhere today.
So last night at the church, we had a Father's Day kind of a celebration where the kids were down there, you know, with their dad. It was really kind of funny. The pastor's wife put the thing together, and she had people, including Timothy, my youngest, Timothy, read a story about, you know, my daddy and I are friends. He didn't write it, but he read the story, and pastor's wife asked us to put together a PowerPoint presentation on that. So I taught Leanne how to scan the pictures from the book and then bring them into Photoshop and, you know, kind of format them a little bit, and then take them into PowerPoint and you know, make a presentation. And then Timothy wanted to do a title slide and a the end slide, and I helped him execute it. I did the execution, but he had all the concepts for it, and it really, you know, he really did a good job with those, and he read the story well, and it was a good one, you know, for a father and a son type thing. But then there was another couple of things that that our pastor's wife did, and her name is Joe, and Joe did a couple of different things where, you know, just really kind of oriented towards dads who have daughters. And I'm looking across the table at my brother-in-law, Steve O'Brien, and, you know, the things that kind of touch your heart, and he's sitting there, you know, kind of getting watery eyes, and I'm looking over at Timothy, and we're going, oh, this is dumb, and Having a daughter and having sons, you know, just two completely different things. But that last one was kind of a neat one for dads with daughters. Now, this next one, if you're a dad, I really hope that you're not this kind of dad. But I heard the song and I'm going, oh, this is really good music. So right now I'm going to play. Now, on the PodSafe Music Network, it says Byther, B-Y-T-H-E-R, Smith. But I don't know if that's a misprint or what. But anyway, Byther Smith with Mean Old Daddy. Right, that's Byther Smith with Mean Old Daddy. Please, guys, if you're a daddy, don't be a mean old daddy. Be a good guy. Hey, you know what? I'm not sure how much longer the GoDaddy promotion is going to be going. So if you have been on the fence about whether or not to go over to GoDaddy and get your piece of the internet, now would be the time to do it. I've heard some words here and there that we're coming down to a close on this, and I don't know if I missed an email or what, or maybe somebody else that I was listening to just kind of has an inside track. If you're going to get a piece of the internet, do it now. If you go over to GoDaddy and order with check out with order code LS1, you're going to get an additional 10% off any order. If you want to, really go over the deep end and spend over $30, you can get an additional $5 off any order with code LS2. And if you just want to get a .com domain name, $6.95 a year. You know what? I was thinking the other day. The first domain name I bought was through Network Solutions. I forgot how many years ago it was. But it was $45 a year to register my very first domain name. And it actually was my, if I remember right, it was my company, Stargon.com. Now, if you go there now, you're going to find a website that's only half, not even half done. I'm in the process of rebuilding it, but I've got other priorities that take some of my time, and so I really haven't done a whole lot there. I mean, it's a nice-looking splash page. You can check it out if you want, stargon.com. But that was the first domain I ever registered. It's $45, and now I can't believe that with checkout code LS3, you can get a domain name, a .com domain name, for just $6.95 a year. Man, that is a good deal. I don't care where you're at. That's a great deal. Let's see, the next song is going to be Clemency with It's Your Love.
Grace that changes everything.
There you go. That's Clemency with It's Your Love. Now, check it out. That song was written to God, our Heavenly Father. But you know what, dads? It's your love. Your love can change everything in the life of your kid or your kids. What kind of an example are you? While I'm asking that, I'm looking at myself. And, you know, there's a lot of times where I could, have been a more loving father to my kids. And, it's never too late. My youngest is now 12. So, you know, some of the formative years have already passed. You know, I've got 12, 14, and 24, okay? But still, there are times where I need to realize that I can make a difference. Hey, how you doing on the Earthlink Ad Challenge? Don't forget, man, the grand prize winner in each one of the three categories can win $2,000. Let's listen to one submission.
Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned traveler, let Earthlink be your bridge to the world of the Internet. Like an old friend that you can always depend on and will always be there for you. Earthlink. Always.
Well, that's pretty cool. All right, so that's what one listener sent in. Now, please don't send them to me. You got to go over to the LifeSpring Podcast show notes page, and you'll see that there's a link there. There's a button there that says "Think Advertising Sucks." You click on that, and you go over there and register, and then you can make in as many submissions as you want. If you're a semifinalist, if you're one of the several in each one of the categories that is chosen. You become a semifinalist, and each semifinalist will win $250. And then the winner in each one of the three categories, and the three categories are, let's see, jingle, spot, or just regular commercial, and then there's the endorsement. And the winner in each one of those, there's one winner in each one. Ready? Each winner, $2,000. Hey, that ain't bad. That is piles of money. All right, who do we have coming up next year? Oh, I wanted to say, if you want to email me, steve.lifespring@gmail.com. I got the nicest email this morning from Suzanne, and I'm looking at her email. I'm thinking it must have come from Germany. And Suzanne, I want to tell you that I really appreciate that email you sent, those kind words. And, if you just want to make old Steve feel good, you can send me something at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. All right, so who's up next here? But yeah, this is the most disorganized music show I've had in a long time. But you know what? It's Father's Day weekend. I'm not working hard. And so that's the way that goes. Next up, we got 10th Hour Calling. This is called Your Eyes.
Healed, and now I am sailed into your sea. I felt the deepness of your ocean down inside of me. It's in you I put my treasure. It's in you.
Clemency with your eyes. All right, before I get out of here, I would like to say that this last week I went to the Orange County Podcasters Meetup, and I got to see some of my old buddies. I'm not going to name everybody because I don't remember everybody that was there, and that's not because I don't care about any of them. It's because my memory isn't all that great. But Jeremy was there from Triathlon Radio. Victor Cahiao was there from the Typical PC and the Typical Mac User Podcast. My good friend Craig Patchett from Godcast, the Godcast Network, was there. Had a nice talk with Craig afterwards. You know, I've known Craig, since December of 2004. We've been a part of the Godcast Network together for a long time until I went with Pod Show. And, you know, that separation was amicable, no problem there. We're not enemies or anything. Craig's a good brother in the Lord. But you know what? We very, very seldom talk there at the meetup. And so I was, you know, going around saying goodbye to everybody when it was time. And he says, Steve, let me walk out to the car with you so we could talk at least for a little bit. So we had a nice talk. And let's see, who else was there? Oh, Ron was there from Griddle Cakes Radio. And all these podcasts that I'm mentioning, I really recommend that you take a listen. Dan Klass used to show up there from The Bitterest Pill, but he's with the LA Podcasters. And let me just say, without giving anything away, that as we get closer to the expo, we Orange County podcasters are going to be putting together just something that will just be a tremendous amount of fun. And I think that when the podcasting world becomes aware of what we're doing, it's going to be fun for everybody. It's not anything earth-shaking, just something fun. All right, so last song that I'm going to play is just, hey, oh, wait, before I close, let me just say, if you're not a dad, chances are you have a dad or a father-in-law or somebody that you can just, who is a dad, that you can, you know, call him up on the phone or email him or just, you know, see him, put your arms around him, give him a hug, love him, and tell him thanks. Because I'll tell you, being a dad and having a dad, it's a job sometimes that goes unappreciated. So go to your dad go to your father-in-law, grandfather, whatever, and give him a hug and tell him you love him and tell him thank you. All right, this last song that I'm going to play. And one more thing. Don't you just love how I do that? One more thing. If you're a dad, from one dad to another, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Now, this last song. This last song is called Santa Fe, and it's by a group known as Exploder. Exploder is no longer around. They don't exist anymore, and that's because the guys that were in the group went on to other projects. It was made up of high school and college age boys, men, young men, gentlemen, guys, dudes, take your pick. Anyway, and they had to get on to other things. But anyway, listen to the bass line in this song, because the bass player in this band is my son Matthew. Name of this song is Santa Fe. Steve.Lifespring@gmail.com or LifespringPodcast.com for the show notes pages where you can find the links to the songs today. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great week. Have a great Father's Day if you get this before Father's Day is over. But whatever it is, I want to thank you for being here, and God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.